from my perspective as a field leader, I felt like we always had perfect intentions.
Yeah.
You know, we were really driving to try and build something that was going to be great, and we wanted to be as perfect as possible. And no matter what phase we had to go through of whatever growing pain or challenge or anything that home offices have to deal with, we went through it knowing that we felt like the world was counting on us.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Well, Tim, when you as you were putting that team together, and I know you really felt like you kind of had two worlds. You had the field world, you were dealing with all of us and all of our constant, this is what we need to grow, this is what we need to become better. And then you had the same thing. You had to provide and create this great service and background that the back office became. Talk about that process of how you had to kind of do those two things.
You know, it was an interesting time because it really, though I got the opportunity to be the president and CEO of World Financial Group, it really wasn't, you know, as Kim mentioned, it wasn't me that did it, right? It was, right. You had great leaders who came in and were just tremendously committed to making a difference and having an impact. You know, Kim knew her business and knew what needed to be done, and Edie, once she understood the organization and the structure, she knew what needed to be done. And you had, you know, and one person we haven't mentioned, Kim mentioned, but that was a critical element in that leadership team was Susan Davies.
Yes.
I mean, she brought over because she was part of the organization that we really built WFG out of. She brought over so much knowledge and experience and just ideas and thoughts, and she made a tremendous difference in the organization as well. So, you know, it was fun to have such a tremendous leadership team that you could take the ideas from the field and understand what they wanted, and then around the leadership table say what is possible in the home office, what can we do and what can't we do, and just as it was in the field where nothing was impossible, we could achieve whatever we wanted. The home office really felt that way too. The home office leadership didn't come and say no.
No.
It was, okay, let's go figure out if we can't do it exactly that way, how we can at least get there where we need to be. And so, you know, it was fun to be part of the whole organization, but both sides, it was a dynamic organization that wanted to work together. And Jack Lender, as well as you, Tom, made a huge difference in helping communicate between those two entities. It was, you know, it wasn't a battle between the field and home office.
Right.
It was
right.
A communication and a collaboration that really was what's possible and how can we achieve it over what time frame. It wasn't difficult. It was fun. The tasks were hard at times, but it was something you loved to do because you knew you were going to have an impact and make a difference. So.
Well, and you had leaders with dreams, you know, and I think the home office did. Their dream was to build this machine that could really handle no matter how fast we could grow. And the dream of the leaders in the field was to build this massive team that would be supported by a great home office.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really encouraged everybody, I felt like, to work together. It was kind of natural. And we all helped each other. And you guys had a great career because we had a great field force.
Yeah.
And we had a great team because we had a great home office to help and support us and make all those things possible.
You know, I think it's wonderful that we come together and we're all friends and we're all still think the world of one another. So
yeah, that's exciting too. Well, we've been through a lot together. You know, those were years.
Yeah.
Yes.
And growing is not easy.
No.
You know, but if you don't grow, you shrink.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to make sure we grew. But if you grow, then opportunities come along to clean things up and get things moving. And I really felt like the home office did that. We would have meetings and leadership sessions, and we'd get together, and you would always have, and Kim, you too, would have these announcements of, we're going to now be able to do this, and it's going to make this difference. And we would just be like, oh, my gosh, that's exactly what we need. And then you would be thinking, now we're going to grow.
Right.
And then we did, and just we kept going. And the size we've gotten today really kind of is mind-blowing almost. You know, to think that how big this really is.
It is staggering. I to have been gone from it as long as I have, and it's still my, you know, Edie and I have talked about this a lot, as well with Scott Hamm, and the three of us both would tell you that you know, out of our 30 years and her 40, but me 30-year career, our most fond memories are the time we spent at WFG. I mean, just it's the people and the opportunities that were created, and it was a special time that did special things.
Lifelong friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we've done in the field. You know, it was the first time I had experienced having, you know, when you're in the field and you build a team, you become friends because you're interacting just every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill Mitchell and I have been together for 32 years, and we talk 3 or 4 or 5 times on the phone and every single day. And I felt like we built that same kind of friendship with our home office, with you guys.
Right.
And we did social things together. We dreamed together. We built this and faced challenges and faced growing pains and did all those things together, and we came out the other side with an opportunity that's probably, in my opinion, the biggest, best opportunity in financial services.
Out of all the organizations I've had the chance to be participate with or be responsible for, as well as the ones you see being on industry committees and boards, this by far is the best opportunity I've ever been part of or ever seen. That. Where you truly give somebody a chance to change their life and their family's lives forever. It is amazing.
It is. And the things that having administrative capacity, that's where things fall apart. You know, you can build a team, but if the home office can't support a team, then you really be wasting your time. And we've got this chance because of the foundation that you guys helped build to build this scalable business, and the home office is ready. If we go and double and triple and quadruple anything from our production to our expansion, the home office is ready.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you always said, Tom, as well as other leaders, but not only, as Kim mentioned, do you have to be aligned with your team as a leader, your home office has to be aligned with where the field is going. And that alignment is critical. Without it, the organization will suffer. And it can't be one creating the alignment. It has to be alignment that comes together and creates an alignment as a partnership.
Well, I think the field built a real respect for what you guys did, you know, because we had 10 years of dynamic growth that became part of what you guys acquired. And that growth created a lot of challenges. And you guys came in, and I'm sure you felt like you were on the fire department putting out fires every single day. But all those things you guys did really positioned us. And a lot of what you guys did is still exactly in place today. It may be a newer version of it, but it's really an idea that came across in 01 and 02 and 03 and 04 and those years where we really had explosive growth and really talked about the future. And the things that we do now, it allows people to come in here and, in my opinion, build a bigger business faster than it's ever been available in the free enterprise system. You know, to have the horsepower and the numbers, the sheer economic numbers of the financial industry, and match that together with this ability to build a team and to replicate your efforts and to magnify and multiply yourself. Just there's nothing like it. And it's because of those days, in my opinion, that we're able to do that today. And there's a lot of leaders making 6- and 7-figure incomes and more today that really owe a lot of thanks to what the three of you did and others to help get us here.
Well, it really is fun to look back and reflect on the foundation that was built, and the dream of, you know, acquiring something that needed a lot of help to create sustainability, and that you look back now and say, you know, we were part of creating sustainability. None of us did it, but we all did it together. Mm-hmm. And the sustainability of it is amazing. That, as you said, the people that have been here through thick and thin, because, you know, it's never always fun or easy.
Right.
But it was the rewards of seeing it today are just, it's just wonderful. I love the thought that, you know, you drive down here, drive by the building, you see the people, you see the leaders, and it's just a thriving opportunity for people to do great things. It is rewarding.
What's so fun, you know, we do green carpet days now because we're WealthWave, and so we've kind of view WFG as a business partner back office. You know, they're our business platform, and so it's kind of evolved to the next level. So these teams now can look at the back office and feel like I could build something that could take over. I could be in all 50 states. I could be all throughout Canada if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I have this back office that would support all of the growth, all of the technology, all of the IT, all the things that go into that. Most businesses, as you think about growing, there's a limit you could get to where you wouldn't have, you know, as I was talking about the businesses that went out of business, mm-hmm. The reasons they went out of business. There was a recent poll done by business founders. You found a company and then it fails. They said, why did it fail? And these are the reasons. They said they failed because there was no market need for their products or services was one reason. They failed because they ran out of cash. They failed because they didn't have the right team running the business. They failed because they were outcompeted or had a poor product offering. Or they failed because they lacked a business model or because of poor marketing. And you know what? I look at that and I think as we started WFG and the things we do today, we could check all those off the list because we have all of them. We're never going to fail because of that. We've got incredible products from great product provider companies. We've got a back office that just runs and is scalable. And, you know, we get paid twice a week. We can see it on our smartphone. You get a text message and says, ding, ding, you just got a deposit. Who gets that?
Yeah.
It's really fun. And so it's fun to know that the things that threaten companies going out of business, we don't have. We've got all that support. And as I was looking at these, having the support of a great parent company and having a great team in the back office that you guys helped start is really the biggest reason why we're here. And the reason why I feel like we made it past the 10-year mark where only 3 out of 10 companies survive. And I don't know how many get to 17 years like we have. But I feel like, you know, my daughter's doing this now. Lauren is in our business. So the next generation's here.
Yeah.
Right.
And I now have a granddaughter, so I guess the next generation's possibly here. You know, Lauren was born 90 days before we started the beginning of this company. Not in 01, but in 91. And I look back at that, and I don't know if I was thinking exactly at the time that we're putting something together that is not going to have an expiration date because Lauren could do this, or Krista, my other daughter, could do this. And now I think, you know, who knows if my little Harper, she's just a couple weeks old, but maybe in 18 years, she'll be 18. She can get her license and do this. And I'd want something to last forever. And that's what we have a chance to do here. And I think it's because of the things that you guys did to help make that possible.
Yeah, again, I think the sustainability was the critical element, and we all were part of that. And it's fun to look and talk to the leadership today of the home office, and you see some of those same people were here when we started. And so there's sustainability there, too. And then, you know, Joe came in after, not too long after I had left the leadership role, and Joe DiPaolo has just done a terrific job.
Fantastic.
And continues to provide what the organization needs and be that real partner.
I feel like the right person appeared at the right time, just almost like magic. It wasn't magic. It was a lot of hard work to make sure the right person was there. But the right person was there to lead us in that era and help us to get here. And I've told Joe I want to do one of these shows with him too.
Yeah.
That was a heck of an era. That was our kind of explosive growth era to get us to where we are today. But the foundation for it was crystal clear in my mind how that happened.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you guys again for everything you did to make that possible and give us this chance to become great. You know, that's not easy, and it's not predictable. But if you get the right people with the right mindset and the right leadership and the right backing, and then the wild card, this field leaders that will go out and do whatever it takes to build a big organization, which our leaders have done. I mean, these guys work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And they're viewing this as an opportunity that's once in a lifetime. And I feel the same way about it. And I know when I look back at the things that we all did together as field leaders and our interactions with you guys, the things that you guys let us do and let us through, it just made all the difference in the world. And it really got us to where we are today.
Yeah, and it was amazing. The belief that the field leadership had in the home office and the home office leadership made our roles and responsibilities, in my opinion, a lot easier. And it made it easy to believe in the field leaders as well that, you know, as Kim said, you know, people were always doing it right and they had the right ideas and right things in mind. And even though nothing was perfect, we found a way to make it work and make it better every time. And,
right.
And so a lot of it was the belief the field had in the home office.
Well, and I feel like from my perspective as a field leader, I felt like we always had perfect intentions.
Yeah.
You know, we were really driving to try and build something that was going to be great. And we wanted to be as perfect as possible. And no matter what phase we had to go through of whatever growing pain or challenge or anything that home offices have to deal with, we went through it knowing that we felt like the world was counting on us. You know, those 3.5 million families that we've served were counting on us, and many of them had never heard of us at that point. And so there's millions of families now that have had their finances talked to because of what we all did together. And who knows how many millions in the future. It could be tens of millions or hundreds of millions. You know, sure. That's our intention.
With the size WFG has become and with the continued growth, you're right.
Yeah.
It's going to be many more millions of lives touched over a shorter period of time.
We, if you look at the last couple of years, we pay out, you know, plus or minus over $700 million in cash to the field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
That's amazing.
Those are big numbers. So at the current growth curve we have, sometime in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years, we could hit $1 billion in a year.
Right.
Can you imagine entrepreneurs being paid $1 billion for something that was an idea sitting around a table?
For this organization, I can't imagine. It will happen, no doubt.
Absolutely. No doubt.
I can't even imagine if it was still paper.
Yeah, you probably twitch. Yeah, right.
That would be a shocking thing.
That'd be a lot of paper. How about that? Well, hey, this has been great. Let's talk for a second. I want you guys to give one more look back and tell me what your fondest memory was of what we did. Tim, we'll start with you.
Wow. You know, there are so many. It's hard to pick any one out. But I really don't know that I can pick one, Tom, because the experiences, you know, they happened every day, every week, every month. And this one was great. You know, my first time in front of the convention was awesome. But then when, you know, Swan Nguyen and Rich Stolle and Jack Lender and you got on stage, Tom, and endorsed Tim Stonehocker as our leader.
We did.
I mean, that was probably the most magical thing for me because it took me from being an outsider to part of the team.
Wow.
So that was probably, I vividly remember those endorsements. And I don't think, you know, it's you gave me the confidence and the credibility before I really earned it. But it gave me the desire to earn it. And that was probably my most fond. So,
well, that's what leaders do.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say it is?
You know, I would say not only the team of Kim and Scott and this whole team that was created, but also the people that work for me. I had Freddie Mayberry and John Joseph and just some amazing people that were under me that had wonderful ideas. And Freddie had come from another company Tim and I were with. So we just had a great working relationship. And I think some of the fondest memories of that and the friends I've made in the field. And I talk to the field every day, too.
I know you did.
Many times.
Yes.
And great friendships were made.
Right.
Well, Kim, what would you say?
You know, I had been in the corporate law department. And I was serving as the interim president of the broker-dealer while there was a search out there for the permanent president. And Tim had talked to me about, you know, why don't you consider being permanent president? But, you know, I was a lawyer through and through, and I didn't feel like I had the right skills that just wasn't part of my career path. And I went to my very first convention. And I had already fallen in love with the business model of this company when I got to convention. And I had been to a lot of other conventions of other broker-dealers, other financial services firms. And as the lawyer in the room for broker-dealers, the question that I typically get asked is, how can you help me make more money? And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm happy to help representatives find that. But I wasn't asked that question not one time at convention. People would come up to me and say, I want to talk to you about this family I just helped. And with tears in their eyes, they talk about you know, how they saved a family because they talked to them about putting the right protection in place. And a loved one passed away. And because they had had that conversation, they saved that family. And it, you know, I fell in love with the people at that moment. And Tim had said to me, you know, if you decide to consider the job permanently, I'll take you to Stony River. You said that. And so it was always like, if you do this, Kim, I'll take you to Stony River. So I remember at the end of convention, I came up to you and I said, I think it's time for the dinner at Stony River.
Oh, how about that?
And it was that moment when you realize you're in the middle of something special. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of great financial services firms out there, but this was a special place. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be part of it. And even though I came from the corporate law department, I was willing to learn how to do this other side of it. I went out and bought, you know, Presidents for Dummies and, you know, all of these books on how, you know, how to be a good corporate leader. I had so much help from you and Tim and Edie and Scott and Nancy Moat, who was so amazing, is amazing. But all of this great support, and it is of my corporate experience, the best thing I ever did in my life.
Wow, that's pretty special.
It is special.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, those are the days I'll never forget. You know, it was really my first experience being on the inside of the home office because I'd just been a field leader, and going up on that fourth floor and being part of the strategy and the ideas and the vision and just even sometimes the struggle of how to get one of these off the ground and make it go. And it really gives you a perspective that you take with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And I feel like no matter where I'd ever go or what we would ever do, that'll always be in my heart of the way we did that and the combination of how you see it for what it is today and how you imagine it for what it could be tomorrow, kind of packaged together. And so everything you do is with that in mind. And it made all the difference in the world. And you guys adopted that philosophy immediately and applied it to home office and administration and the budgets and just everything. You know, when you said Stony River, we stopped by there last night just for old time's sake. Yeah. And had to go in there. I remember when we had become WFG and we were about to, and you and I had a dinner at Stony River and we always talked about the future and where we're headed and what it was going to look like and what difference we could make. And it just made all the difference in the world. And Stony was the place here in Atlanta we'd go do that.
Yep.
Nothing like it.
You know, and that's a comment you just made. That's one of the great things, or was one of the great things, and still is one of the great things about WFG, World Financial Group, and all the teams in it, is it wasn't ever, you weren't talking about yesterday, because tomorrow was better than today, and it was significantly better than yesterday. And the dreams, that you were always moving forward, and it was such a great feeling to always have that, you know, whether it was dreaming about being a great organization and of scale and making a difference in more and more people's lives, or whether it was dreaming about being enormously efficient so that you could grow your teams faster. It's good to have those dreams and to think about them and talk about them versus the challenges of yesterday.
How about that? Well, let's look into the future one more time. Talk for a second about what you think we might be able to do in the future. How big could this become?
It truly is unlimited. I think that when you look at the number of lives and families that still aren't being touched by anybody, the rest of the industry is looking for other ways to do business when realistically families need to be touched by someone. I mean, there's certainly some transactions that can be done through, you know, through sitting at your computer. But a family's life is more about the people that help them not only plan for their family's financial future, but are there, right? When that future comes to fruition, whether someone lives too long, they die too soon, become whatever it is, you're helping them plan for. So I think it's unlimited. As the rest of the industry shrinks to some degree, more and more people want what you all do. And I can't even, you know, whatever the number is, it's 10, 20 times bigger than you are today. It's just a matter of showing enough people and sharing the opportunity with enough people.
Well, you've done some work with LIMRA and stuff like that, haven't you?
I have. I was on the board for 5 years.
So you know about the industry.
I do.
About how many families don't have what they need to have and should have. And we're trying to fix that.
Yes. The number of families that are left without help is staggering, and it's getting to be a bigger percentage. So, you know, every one of these board meetings I attended for LO Global, which is LIMRA and LOMA organizations, big industry organization, every company there, and it represents all the insurance companies which have distribution organizations tied to them, they're all trying to figure out how do we touch more lives. And I always smile because the organization that's touching more lives is WFG. And just another interesting point, I've no less than three times have I been contacted by other companies wanting to know if I would help them figure out how to do a WFG model.
Wow.
Because companies are looking for opportunities to be involved or to have a model like WFG that touches middle America, that makes a difference.
Well, I think that's the part that's the most underserved. You know, the rich people have always had people fighting over that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what about middle America? What about people that are so hardworking and every single decision they make financially is life or death?
Yeah.
It really is. And they've got to get it right. And we got to be there for them.
Yes, agree.
Yeah. Well, Edie, as you look back, talk just for 1 second as we finish up here. Is the things we're doing today, is it what you thought we were doing administratively?
Yeah, I do. Well, you were always giving us ideas for technology, and I think they've embraced those. I think they're continuing to look on how to improve their technology. And as you say, to me, if somebody would have told us in 2001 that a smartphone would have been able to do almost all your business, I probably would have laughed. But
right,
it's amazing now. So,
and it really has. Well, Kim, when you look at this, and I know you've got this new perspective because you're a field leader now and a six-figure earning field leader and got a great team. And how many states?
15.
15 states.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you made the transition from lawyer to corporate to field, and of course you're still a lawyer. But now you have a team and do the leadership things that you do every day. So how would you say your time at the home office and as we launch this has affected all that?
Gosh, you know, in the home office, it really was a team. And I really learned, you know, in the law department, you have your cases and you work your cases. And you may peripherally be involved with other people in the department or in the company. But in the WFG home office, we had to work as a team. We all, you know, bounced ideas off of each other. We, you know, challenged each other. We pushed each other. We supported each other. And so I really learned a lot about working in a team and seeing the examples of leadership from Tim, Edie, Scott, from our parent company, but more importantly from the field, I learned what it really means to lead people and what it is to, you know, see that hope in somebody and help give them a way to achieve that, what it is they're hoping for, what they're dreaming for. Because, you know, in a corporate silo, you're just kind of in your own world doing your own work. But here, the whole world opened up for me. And that was, it was a great learning experience for me. And I was really forced to learn how to speak in public. It was not anything that I wanted to do ever. And I would just had to go out and speak at red carpet days, at green carpet days, at, you know, offices, with the regulators, with trade groups, with women. I just really had to get a lot of practice speaking in public.
Well, you certainly done it, and I appreciate it.
Tom, two comments real quick,
sure,
before you close out. One was, you know, a shout out to Jack Lender because he was a critical part of our leadership,
mm-hmm,
team as
he
well.
Sure was.
And he became a great friend of mine as well, always supportive. But two, to you, I mean, not only the field leadership and the tremendous team you've developed, but the critical element you played in getting us started as an organization.
Absolutely.
You were not only the technology, but your marketing ideas and your easiness about bringing ideas and being a sounding board and the leadership you brought. Sometimes people forget because it's a quiet leadership, but it's quiet, but there's a ton of strength behind it. And you've just done a tremendous job and been a good friend. So I appreciate
thank
that.
You. I appreciate that. Well, this has been great. I hope you guys have had as much fun as I have. You now have seen how we started this, how we built this from the inside. And you guys, I want to thank you for being here and thank you for being part of this panel today. And really thank you for all the things big and little that you did over those years that you served in those roles to help us to become who we are today.
Thanks for inviting us.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks. And thanks, Kim,
this
for
been great.
Organizing
yes,
it.
Yes, so thank you, Kim.
Thanks for the invitation.
We appreciate you all being with us here today and look forward to the next episode and just look forward to seeing you guys again very soon.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.